I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, HYPERTHETICAL.
I'm Caitlin Bradnick.
And I'm Anna Caligari.
And we love scams. Love scams. Ah, that was the best intro.
We love them.
We love scams. We love good
you know,
intro. We
no rehearsals.
You.
I just want to say we did zero rehearsals for that intro. And
you won.
We're great actors.
Yeah, Anna Caligari.
We really are.
Thank God. Oh my God. Guys, today we're talking about great actors because we're talking about a movie, a scam movie, which is, you know, filtering into our scam. It was scams. Movie summer, but now we're into fall because we're moms, and so sometimes we have to reschedule, and sometimes we reschedule for the fall.
But also, wait, Caitlin, it's not officially fall till I think we have like another week of summer.
Great. Fabulous, because I have like six more moms that we're rescheduled a million times because our kids have strep throat. I always pick like, let's watch a scam movie so we can cover a scam and it's not too much homework for our guests. But this movie, I hated it.
So, yeah, I could not get over Kristen Bell's wig. Like, why did they do that to her? Why would they do that to her?
Did she decide that it's going to be sort of a monster's, what's that thing that Charlize Theron was like ugly?
Yeah.
And she got an Oscar for it. Did she think she was going to like get an Oscar for this stupid ass movie?
I definitely don't think she thought she was going to get an Oscar. I mean, I hope not. If she did, like, someone needs to sit her down and talk to her about how Oscars are given.
How it works. Oh, so we watched Queen Pins, it's very hard to find.
Yes, we did have issues. I mean, we both had to, like, pay for some weird subscription.
Some stupid subscription that we're then going to immediately cancel. And it's not available on Amazon easily. It's not available anywhere. It's not even available on iMovie. And I think maybe that's because the stars
watch it?
Yeah, can we get this down? Can we take it away?
It was bad. I read the original story it was based on.
Right. Tell us all about it. Break it down.
So it does have some truth in it.
Okay.
There were women that were selling coupons for discounted prices, like the get one free coupons for discounted prices.
Okay.
And they were counterfeit coupons that they were selling and making money, and they made millions and millions of dollars.
Wow.
And that's all true. But then at the end of the movie, they're like, you only get 10 days in jail. Yeah. And then they like opened up a whole new couponing place in Montenegro.
Yes.
And I was like, this does not seem like this is true.
No, I don't, that's same.
I'm like, in America, if you commit fraud, like you're going away for a while.
Yeah. Even the Real Housewives go away. Like they don't even, Teresa went away. Jen Shaw's going. Like, they're gone. I know. I felt the same way. So what you were saying is that the story that this is based off, it was three women and it was counterfeit coupons. These women decided, for some reason, they rewrote the story that it was hundreds and thousands of for free coupons. Like you get like a free diaper, so you get free something. And they were legit coupons from the same coupon factory that makes the legit ones.
Like they went to Mexico and talked to an employee that worked. Like I didn't do enough research to see if the real people actually did this, but I'm going to say they did not.
I don't think so. Because I think what they were trying to do was also, I have a feeling that they were also trying to make this more flattering. Like they were trying to make it look gritty and real, but it seemed so unrealistically like flattering for the stars in this because the guy said, who worked at the coupon factory, like, yeah, we have to shred hundreds of coupons that we don't use every day. I don't think they're shredding that many coupons. Like the amount of millions of dollars that these women made, 5 million, 10 million. I don't think a coupon factory has such a surplus of amount of coupons you can sell them for that.
Also, like, I'm not sure if these women are bad. I mean, they are bad. Like they did commit fraud and felonies, but I also like, I do like JoJo. I really like JoJo.
She was an amazing actor too.
I think I love her in everything. Kirby Howell
she stole it. She was the best one.
I love her in everything. She's great. And she was so fun. Really felt for her. I was like, she doesn't deserve to go to jail.
Same.
But Kristen Bell, I was like, yeah, you should do some time.
You should do plenty of time.
This was all your idea. And like you are, but also I did feel really bad for her because her husband sucked.
Sucked, but she was also kind of gross. I don't know. Yeah. So Joel McHale played her husband. Vince Vaughn is a character in it too. And it's like, aren't we all done with Vince Vaughn? Didn't we find out he's like a right-wing Trumper or something?
Oh my God, he is. I didn't even know. I've been done with him for a while. Yeah.
Right. Like, so we haven't seen him in a while. So I was trying to figure out when the movie got made because
it was 2021. So it's like a COVID movie.
Yes. Well, it was written in 2018 is when I saw the script was written. So I'm wondering if like they got all the actors in on 2018 and then it was sort of this, maybe it was like a panic passion project for everyone. Like maybe they were filming it and it didn't technically come out and then it came out during COVID. I'm not sure because it just seemed weird. And Kristen Bell, like, didn't look like herself. It looked like Kristen Bell from, like, 15 years ago.
I mean, she looks amazing.
Yes.
She does look ageless. She looks like Veronica Mars.
She does. That's what I'm saying. So I was like, is this from, like, 2000? Like, I was researching it. Like, this had to be filmed.
Oh, like, they made it a long time ago. And then, I mean, it's just upsetting because the story is good. I thought it got funny when Tina, the black web girl, came in to help them.
Yes.
I thought
BB
that was
Rexia.
All. Yes.
The pop
oh
star.
My gosh. Yes. I forgot that that's her. Yeah. She was great.
And she wore these outfits. She wore like in bizarre. So she's a hacker who's sitting at her computer all day, but she's wearing like a leather pleather corset and like latex pants. I'm like, you don't wear that when you sit, honey.
I'm like, honey, if you're sitting at a computer all day, like, you're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, you're not wearing, like, bondage material outside of your clothing. That's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I did love the scenes she was telling them how dumb they were.
Me too. She was great.
Because that is the funny thing about the whole story. Like, that's how these women got caught. They're kind of just, like, really like rookie criminals. And that's funny.
Yes. And it
like,
is
like, that's
funny.
Why you can't hate them that much, because they're just like dumb and they're just trying to make a few bucks.
I like
And then they
scenes.
Made like $40 million and we're like, oh my God, what do we do?
This is a huge mistake. Yeah.
And then that was kind of funny.
I know. I love that.
But wait, let's see, how much time did the actual women? Oh my gosh. Actually, they also barely got any time. 3 years in prison.
But I do think that, like, it seemed that they must have, like, nailed it in the courtroom, because I think in the courtroom scene, the judge could have cared less about couponing. And, like, I do think the underlying part of this that, like, maybe they were trying to anchor, but I kind of missed the boat, that, like, women are trying so hard to be taken seriously, and so they'll go on these other sort of personal endeavors and, you know, MLM things, or like whatever sort of like market they can jump on and feel that they have a leg up. And Kristen Bell, who plays like the lead, her lawyer was saying, you know, she's not doing anything differently than all these other businesses are doing. They've created the business and she's profiting off of it, basically.
And I like how the guy who was trying to get them to go down for this, he asked the judge, he was like, why did you only give him a year? And the judge was like, well, because all these companies don't want it exposed, like how much money they lost and how much like these two women were able to like fuck them over.
Right.
And thought that was good too.
There were some like really great scenes. And then that, also, I always say this, is that it's just sort of like in taxes, you just declare it as a loss for these companies. And they are fine with losing that millions of dollars because it's all in their insurance policy. So annoying.
I know. It's crazy.
I know. So, right. So these two women are collecting a bunch of coupons in the story. They then sell them online and they say that they can guarantee the coupons are real. And so people send in money for the coupon. The coupon is for, like, let's say free diapers. So somebody, a diapers that would cost maybe $30, somebody would send them half of that or send them $7 or $15, and they would mail them out the coupon. So the person feels that they're getting they're using the coupon. It's a great investment. It's 50% off what they would normally pay.
I mean, they are. Like, they didn't scam any of the people.
No.
They were just scamming the companies, which, like, I don't hate now.
I don't. No, I don't.
Now I'm like,
I love that.
I'm like, Bounty could afford to give away a few rolls for free.
Yeah, Bounty's fine. They're doing great. Nestle created all kinds of issues in other countries, so they're fine.
Oh my gosh. I know. Oh God.
They're fine. But I think what was so crazy, and this is what got them into trouble, they're trying to explain in the movie, that was the money laundering and the switching money between accounts and stuff once they got the money for the coupons. It wasn't that they just got the money for the coupons and they cashed it out. It was then that they bought guns, they bought cars, they bought like a jet, because the women.
That's what happens when like rookie.
That's what you're saying.
Idiots decide to be criminals, like criminal masterminds
that
like get away with stuff. Like they're like professional. They've like worked their whole lives to do this.
These girls
just woke up and were like, yeah, I know. You gotta have respect for those criminals out there not getting caught.
It's incredible. Well, so Bebe Rexha plays the hacker who's trying to explain very quickly how it all works and that their money is dirty money when they get the coupon money, and that you have to get it through a process to make it clean money. What she's trying to explain is that if you create a front or a business and you put the money in that business account, it becomes clean the second it like moves to another account. But Kristen Bell and Kirby, they thought it was that you had to purchase something and then sell it again. And so they were like basically making like Facebook Marketplace for guns.
And then, they bought like 10 Lamborghinis. They bought an airplane and they bought guns.
Which was a really fun montage until the gun part.
I know. It was very – but they were – but I did like the line where they're like, they bought like 100 guns and they're just like, I can't believe how easy that was.
I know.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. That's, but it, that stuff drives me crazy because I'm like, but who is that line? It's like an important line, but we all know it's so easy to buy guns. Like that's what's also so frustrating. That I'm like, is that the line? Like who is the line for? Is that for the gun people that are like, yeah, bitch, it's really easy? Or is it for the people that are freaking out going, yeah, we know this is a horrible world we live in. I'm like, it's just.
I know.
It sucks.
This all took place. Oh, also this all took place in Phoenix.
Yes.
And like, sorry to anyone who lives in Phoenix, but I feel like all crimes start in Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Like, I think of like cool. the Theranos, like all the yes. Theranos machines started in Phoenix, and like whenever they test products, they start in Phoenix.
Phoenix is fascinating. I feel like it's just outside of Las Vegas that like what for whatever reason, like it's far enough from Las Vegas, far enough in the middle of the country that people are just like, look, we'll take a risk. No one will notice. And I'm sure there's tons of other scams that we don't hear about coming out of Phoenix. Like, I feel like Phoenix is a melting pot for incredible cons.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's so funny. Yeah. So it happens in Phoenix. And that was their downfall because they sent things through the regular post office. And so the post office has a stamp and a zip code and all these different markings when you mail something and a record of it. So these women could be basically found to their exact address.
Yeah, that was very cool how the post office is the one that cracked the crime.
I know.
I was like, okay.
I know. Good for you guys.
It's like, what happens when mail is obsolete?
Yeah, I know. Could my branch be a little more organized? Yeah.
Like, we're still sending mail, guys?
I know. And that's the thing, too, is like these women were doing sort of the basic. I wish they had just bought regular things. I liked the montage of them buying super fancy things, but I wish they would have just bought regular things and tried to resell them. They had like purses they were trying to sell on eBay. There was a lot of things happening. And also, I think it was only like 6 months. So it's like it happened really fast.
It happened very fast. Oh, also at one point, so JoJo Kirby's character, she has her reason for needing money is that her identity was stolen previously by Bibi Rexha.
Yeah.
And so her identity was stolen. Her credit is trash. So she needs to get back on her feet. Mm-hmm. So she needs support money for mom. That. Mm-hmm. Kristen Bell, Connie, that's her name mm-hmm. in the movie. Connie is like in $80,000 in debt to an IVF clinic.
Right. Which is a fucking she, like, scam tried, anyway.
Which is also, yeah, that's just yeah. horrendous.
Right.
So, but with her money, she decided to do IVF again. And then specifically requested to not use her husband's sperm, right. which I thought was, I like that plot
point. I love
point.
That too. I love I that
like,
too.
And then it worked. And then she was pregnant.
Right.
So like was, clearly the problem wasn't her.
No, it was
the problem
not.
Was her shitty ass husband.
Right.
Which just actually it's, I just want to clarify. It's no sad. If it's no one, it's yeah. no one's fault, but Joel McHale was a piece of shit.
Oh yeah. So. He was a piece of shit and made her feel bad and yes. was like, didn't actually want to be a dad anyway. So when you see her at the IVF clinic again, you're like, oh God, this isn't going to go well. But also though, they decide to double down and buy $330,000 worth of sperm.
Oh yeah.
And what
the
are they
same sperm
sending
out
their own? I mean, that was the dumbest thing you could have done. Like, what do you have now? Capsules of some asshole's sperm? Like, you could get that for free, honey. You could
oh my gosh,
do it very
I know.
Easily. You didn't have to pay money for that shit. And now, are women just going to come up in their back door and we're just, like, handing out vials of sperm for somebody to, like, lay in bed with? I don't know. How was that plan going to work? That was the weirdest thing ever. Because they tried to resell everything.
Also, did they have like a freezer facility to
That's
store
all I could
it
think
in?
About.
Like,
I was like, I think that was supposed to be like a joke line, like as if a misdirect to make you think that she was going to have 400 vials of sperm for herself, which God bless her. But she said that they were going to resell it, and women would pay way less on the black market. But I wanted to see that whole scenario. And then you go into an IVF clinic with, I haven't done it. And do you go in with your own like prepackaged sperm? Maybe. Maybe you lie and say it's your husband's sperm, but you just bought this sperm off the black market. I don't know enough about black market sperm, but I don't think that there is a market for that because.
No, I don't.
There's
I don't
a lot
either.
Of available sperm is all I'm saying.
I know.
There's plenty of gross. That, guys.
There's you don't so need to much. Worry. How much do guys make when they donate sperm?
I think like $50 to $100.
Yeah.
I don't think
But then
that
if
much.
You donate eggs, you make like
Oh, it's like thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's really
but that's also very invasive.
Really invasive. A lot of I know a friend who did it, a lot of like hormones and you have to go through all of this. You have to be giving yourself treatments and
stuff.
Oh
yeah, it's basically like going through IVF.
IVF, actually. Yeah. Yeah. So it's I mean, they should be paid handsomely.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So that was insane. And then, but my favorite part is that Kirby, Jojo, and the mailman are in love.
Oh, that was very cute. And he like wrote them a letter to warn them, yes. but she just never read it.
Which is very unbelievable. She never read it. Also, her mother might have ovarian cancer. I'm very concerned about the mother. Her mother just like bends down in extreme pain. And we never
The mom I was very confused with because I was like, I understand you want your daughter to get a job, but like literally all you do is yell at her she's just trying to help you. And then also you are in severe pain all the time.
Yes. Like, something needs to change. She kept bending over and I was like, are we going to get into the factory?
She's like, I call it my JoJo.
Oh, yeah. She named her stomach pain after her daughter. Yeah.
That's so bad.
That's fucked up.
That's so like parenting 101. Like, you don't do that. You don't
even
tell
if
your
kid
child.
Throws her smoothie across the room.
Even
you
if,
don't
like,
say.
My daughter did this morning, I should have tried that. I should have, like, grabbed my side and been like, oh, I call this my dean.
She would just, that would be like, that's like the most perfect reason to go to therapy. I'm like, why aren't we talking about. Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, yeah. JoJo's therapy session. Like, her therapist is like, so how's your relationship with your mom? Well, every time she's in pain, she says that she calls it my name. And
yeah. And I guess my birth ruined her body. And then when the cops come, because they do get caught, the Postal Service people save the day right after the other guy who's trying to catch them shits his pants in the most unfunny moment I've ever seen.
That was so disgusting. So basically,
it wasn't funny at all.
The guy that first discovered the crime is just a regular
coupon crazy
guy who works at a grocery store.
Yeah.
He noticed that there were coupons being used. So he sent it to the FBI and then the U.S. Postal Service.
Yes.
It got sent to them.
Right.
Because it's technically mail fraud because they were mailing out those coupons.
Right.
And Vince Vaughn is the U.S. Postal Inspector. So anyway, Vince Vaughn teams up with this like jabroni from the grocery store, which is so, and like the whole joke is like, the whole joke is basically that Vince Vaughn's like, no, I'm like an actual officer and you're just a regular guy.
Postal Service Vince Vaughn, okay.
but then he keeps saying this, but then he also keeps letting this guy tag along to everything.
And he's just mean to the guy. He's not funny. You can tell Vince Vaughn's trying to like, these scenes aren't written as funny. They're just kind of mean.
They're just mean. And so anyway, this guy's sitting next to him and he's like a cute guy. He's trying, he means well. He takes it very seriously. But then all of a sudden they're at a stakeout and the guy's like, oh, I'm very regular. I poop every morning. And then just proceeds to shit his pants in the car. I'm like, why are we watching this?
It's not funny.
It was not funny at all. It was so... Just it had nothing. It did nothing for the plot. Mm-mm. Did nothing for the plot. Mm-mm. And I was like, this is where the writers were like, let's appeal to men.
Yeah.
And men love it when people shit their pants.
When people shit their pants, it's gold. It's Oscar gold.
So bad.
They really need to learn, you know, how you get an Oscar. But for this too, I looked up it was a writer-director couple and they wrote and they both directed it. So God help them, no edits in that household. And then they were like producers on documentaries and stuff. They are not comedians. There's not a funny bone. So I feel like they hired.
Oh my gosh.
All
wait,
these,
I'm looking at their credits.
They hired all these comedians. And so Vince Vaughn's doing this like bit where he's constantly telling the guy, like, you don't know what it's like. This is how it is. It's almost like a Wedding Crashers bit, his character in Wedding Crashers, but there's nothing funny or interesting or charming about the guy. Goofy, there's no Isla Fisher jumping in. Like, it was just dry and sad.
This is actually bizarre. I'm looking at the credits.
Yes.
And
read it
off. Almost like they wrote Queen Pins to be a documentary.
Yes. Yes.
And then the studio was like, you know what? It would be real fun if it wasn't. And we made it funny and we put funny actors in it. And then these actors are working their asses off to
really
read this
hard.
Stupid script and to have these dumb directors who don't know anything about comedy.
Kirby was brilliant. Like, she found a way to
I think she can make anything great. She's amazing in everything.
She's amazing.
And also, I thought her American accent was on point. And
oh my gosh,
so
she's British?
Yeah, she's British. And so many Brits, like, really fuck up American
accents. They do. Oh, she was so good. I would just, I would watch her again a million times. It also, she played the character so genuinely that I was like, oh, like I know this girl. I know her so well. And she sort of, she's just a great, great actress.
No, if she wasn't in the movie, I would have definitely turned it off. But yes, exactly. I kept watching it because
she was spectacular. Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
She was spectacular. But yeah, it did seem that there was this bizarre, like, push and pull that, it was supposed to be a documentary style. They've written documentary movies.
Yeah, they should not be allowed to direct any other.
No. Or should have let it go through a whole thing of rewrites.
That aren't documentaries. I think they should stick to just documentaries.
Yeah, it was bad. And I wonder, like, reading this, because I always think of it as, like, from the actress's point of view. Like, of course, the girl who played JoJo, like, yes, do it. You can shine. You're going to crush it. But, like, does Vince Vaughn or does
Kristen Bell?
Kristen Bell, yeah. I almost called her Kirsten Dunst, which is not the same. Does Kristen Bell just think like, oh, when we get on set, it'll be funny, or we'll just start and we'll ad lib or whatever? What do you like when it's not a funny script at all? What do you think?
I honestly have no idea what was going through any of their heads.
Yes,
I think they were probably. I think this was a COVID movie, and they were like, shit, we haven't done anything in a while. We have to get paid. Yes. And we're getting paid to do this. And that's probably why no famous directors did it. You're because right. All the famous directors were like, bitch, we are staying inside.
Yeah. No, yeah, maybe it was. But maybe that's why she looks so bizarre. I mean, I just think she just didn't look like herself in this movie in any way.
Yeah.
I mean,
she looked like an Olympian
walker. That's the character. The character is an Olympian. Now, is that real or did they add that for the movie?
I think they added it for the movie.
Well, that was a waste.
I don't know. I mean, but I did like how she was like, every time you win, like your brain gets happier.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time she coupons, it's like a win for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's addicted to couponing.
Right.
I was like, oh, she like used to win Olympic gold medals. I also like how she was like, yeah, I won 2 Olympic gold medals and that means shit. I'm still poor.
I know. Like, it's so like, accurate.
It is so messed up. And they spend so much money to train.
Yes.
And
they get so much attention and then they just, nobody knows who they are. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also like, that was the problem. This movie had some good facts in it and good documentary. They just had a zero sense of humor.
Yeah. So basically, if anyone was thinking about watching this movie,
don't.
There's a lot of other stuff. There's also really bad movies out there that are actually like fun to watch. This is not one of them.
No, exactly.
I mean, if anything, watch it for Kirby Howell Baptiste because she's just great.
I want to see more of her. I don't. I saw this and I'm like, that actually, as an actress watching this, I was like, damn it, she's a star. What a waste. Like, if that was something you were in and you just
she's amazing and everything. She's in Killing Eve. She's so good in Killing Eve.
I mean,
what
she
was
can
the
use
movie
it for
she was just
bits,
in that I just saw?
She's really good.
Oh, Cruella. She's great in Cruella. Did you watch Cruella?
No, I didn't.
With Emma Stone.
Lewis can't see anything remotely scary, so that's all right.
Cruella's definitely scary. I watched it on the plane.
Oh.
I loved it. I have lots of thoughts about Cruella, but
anyway,
Kirby kills in it. It's just like, it's kind of funny to make a live action movie about a woman who like murders dogs and makes clothes out of them. But
yeah, it's kind of like a tough look to start.
It's like, but they made it kind of more on like Cruella was like an up and coming fashion designer.
Mm. And I think bullied, right?
And so, yeah, exactly. She was bullied because of her weird ass hair, which is natural, I guess.
I've been bullied for way worse things or less things. Like, I wouldn't kill a dog over my hair.
Yeah. So you never actually see a dog getting killed in it. But like,
do you want to see one?
No, you don't.
Like, is it like Chekhov's gun where you're like, I just want to see this dog get killed?
No, the dog is great. And she does a lot of things where like she'll wear a Dalmatian print coat and then she's like, did you really think I'd kill a dog? And it's like, well, yeah, because that's 100%. What Cruella's about.
Yeah.
But I did love it. I loved it. It was kind of like a London punk scene designer.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it again. I'm never going to watch it again.
You don't need to watch it again.
And when I was on the plane,
I don't need to watch it.
And I had no other choice of film.
Wow.
I watched it.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Yeah, I now, after watching Queen Pins, I wish I watched Cruella even. I would watch a lady trying to kill a dog over this.
Oh, yeah, really for sad. Sure. Oh, no, I would watch Cruella again over watching this once. So, yeah.
But I'll say, if you want to, so what are the things that we learned? If you wanted to create your own couponing fraud scheme, you know, don't have a YouTube channel where you boast about how great you are at saving people money. Like, don't have sort of a personality as like a coupon queen. Like, that's, they're going to know it's you. And don't send things through U.S. Postal Service.
It made me kind of want to try couponing, though. I was like, me too. This is kind of great. Like, her amazing room with all of the things.
I know. But that's also like, so here's my question. When does couponing become just like hoarding? Because she has like 16 things of lotion. She's not going to finish all that lotion. She doesn't have enough body space for all that lotion.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? And she wasn't planning on reselling it. That's why I also find this interesting when you watch Extreme Couponers. These women just have basements filled with stuff. And I don't think it's on the intention of reselling it.
Well, I understand like the laundry detergent. Like,
yeah,
you go through laundry detergent. But also if you keep doing coupons for laundry detergent, like, oof. And then also the snacks. Like, she would write the expiration date on the food.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's.
You can, and she's not going to eat Flaming Hot Cheetos that often, or her stomach would like implode.
No. I mean, the amount of Flaming Hot Cheetos she had, I was like, honey, stop getting the
you're
Cheetos coupon.
Yeah. No, just try any other coupon.
Like your poor butthole.
Yeah, it's broken. That's why your marriage isn't working, because you smell really bad.
Because all you eat is Flaming
you're
Hot Cheetos.
You're covered in lotion, eating Flaming Hot Cheetos. You're disgusting.
Also, I like, and then she just had like a million panty liners.
Yes, that's where they kept all their money, were in all these panty liners. And it was so accurate where the husband was just like, I don't know. Like, I'll never look in those panty liner. That's a great place to hide stuff, I think. Like, in your pad and tampon
boxes. Sure.
That's a good
place. Yeah, that's – if you never want your husband to find something, put it in a tampon box.
Put him in a tampon box. And just, like, stick him in there and even, like, make the – I was going to say something really gross. Make the tampon box look like it's, you know, half opened. You don't know what's inside. Yeah, it's a terrifying place for men.
Even though, like, my daughter got into my tampon box a few months ago and she like, loved playing with them.
Of course.
It was, like, so – she, like, had no idea what they
it's
were.
It's like Lincoln Logs for girls.
She was just, like, playing with them. She was, like, opening them up, playing with the applicators. I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, yeah, for sure. Like, go crazy. Have fun. I didn't have to buy you a toy.
Yes, this works. We did that with the Kleenex box when Lou was very little. He's just like, this is nonstop. And I was like, it's actually worth it. This is worth the $2 or like $7 at a bodega price for you to just run through this toy.
I know.
I loved it. That's so funny. Okay, so Anna, would you do extreme couponing, do you think? That's the next place you are in life?
So I don't think I would do extreme couponing, but you know what? I'm going to like keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out.
I mean, I do love deals. When I'm grocery shopping and they're like buy four for the price of three or whatever, I'm like, fine, I will buy four yogurts, even though I came here for one yogurt.
Right, because I get one free.
Like, yeah, I love
a deal.
So like, so I get it. I get like, it does feel good when you get like one free.
It feels really good. And I love, even though CVS prints me the longest receipt ever, I do search through it to see if I have any, you know, deals in that.
Wait, you can find deals in the CVS receipt?
Wait, CVS receipt, if you put in your little number or whatever, it gives you like an entire map of an ocean's worth of all the different things, like 15% off tampons, 15% off.
I had no idea that that's why it was so long.
Yes, and then sometimes it's extra bucks. I have $7 towards my next CVS purchase.
I seriously thought they just did that because they wanted to waste my time.
They do. I mean, they do. Also, I think I read that the CVS receipt is like, has like, you know, BPA, which we're all trying to escape from for our kids, like the cups that are like BPA free, BAPA free, or like the plastic that's.
Oh, yeah. Like, I understand that is a bad thing. I have no idea what it is.
Me neither. But I like lived with it as a child. Like, we all drank out of cups and they were like, all the cups you drank out of as a child are poisonous. Apparently, they're all over those receipts too. Like, those receipts, don't let your kids play with them, which Lewis, I'm sure, has played with and put them in his mouth. But like, don't let your kid touch CVS receipts because they're covered in some sort of
plastic. I'm going to like go look in Dean's room and there's just like a drawer of CVS
she's
receipts.
She's like, you know, it's called sugar pills and we all pick our own
ways. My favorite toys.
I'm pulling receipts out of tampon boxes like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I love this. I love this kid. Ugh, amazing. So yes, I do a coupon. I always look online too for a coupon. Oh wait, we didn't even talk about the craziest part. Kristen Bell's character was being an annoying ass bitch customer and got a bunch of things for free because she complained and talked shit about all these companies. So they gave her, they're like, here's something complimentary.
Oh, yes. So that's she how like, she the discovered original- the free coupons.
Because she sucked.
Karen.
Yeah, she was one of the original Karens, like a yeah. whining ass white woman. And then she got things for free because she was so mean. And wrote these like really negative reviews. And so they
and
gave
I like
money
how in
up.
A lot of her emails, yeah, in her emails, she'd be like, as a former Olympian.
Yes.
This is.
Yeah. And like there were some puns in there, but she was just like a bitch. And I'm thinking of like the poor customer service representatives, like, all right, this is another rude thing I had to read. Like, give her a box of Fritos or whatever the hell she wants. Yeah.
I know. It was just, I know, it made me sad because like her husband just keeps being like, get a job, get a job. And she's like, I am getting a job. I'm getting us all this stuff for free. And it's just the whole, I feel like if he was nicer to her, she would have never gotten into this whole scam. I feel like it's his fault.
It probably is. And then also her character has like a bone to pick with everyone. Like she'll find a way. I couldn't believe how nice she was to JoJo, but she like really nothing satisfied. She's not satisfied in life, you know. As most moms are, yeah. As lots of moms find themselves. No, it was great. It was crazy. God. I'm just happy because I was watching this. Like, I cannot wait to get into this with you, Anna. That's why I was liking this.
I know. It's kind of hard to talk about a bad movie.
But
it is fun.
It was fun.
But it is fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
And sorry for anyone out there who's like, Queen Pins is my absolute favorite movie. How dare you guys?
I'm you know so what? Curious.
I would love to talk to you and for you to tell me why it's your favorite
tell
movie.
Tell us why. Tell me why. Because genuinely, Anna and I are looking at this also from comedians. It's not just the scam of it. We're looking at this and we're seeing like other comedic actors going, this is not funny. This is a disservice.
Now part of me is like, did that actor, was he like, hey, you documentary film directors, you don't know what's funny. You know what's funny? Me shitting in this car.
Yeah. I wonder if that
actually. Do you think it could have went like that?
Well, I saw something that they said that the shit scene was directed like it was a sex scene with like such specifics. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
you just missed the boat
no.
So bad. So bad. Like, I
okay,
think
so
they
this
all
is
thought
clearly
it was
something
funny.
These documentary filmmakers thought were like, really all right. Our first big comedy feature.
Yes.
And you know what it's going to have? It's going to have everything. It's going to have shitting in the car.
And that's it. Well, that's the funniest part to them. And they have like amazing comedic actors. There's like Jack McFarlane's in it. And he's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jack McBrath. I can't remember anybody.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about. Kenneth. His name is Kenneth.
Wait. Oh, Jack McBrayer.
Jack McBrayer. Okay, but yeah. His name is Kenneth.
Yeah, his name is genuinely Kenneth. Yeah, Jack McBrayer's in it. I mean, there's some really, really, really good people. And then that's it. I hated it.
If anything, just fast forward and only watch the scenes with Kirby.
Yes, that's it. She's amazing.
That's what I would do. That's
She's wonderful. I would love like
fast
a deep
forward through all the Vince Vaughn scenes.
Don't need it.
Don't need it.
Don't need anything. With
and then also maybe watch Cruella. Just see
yeah,
if you like
also,
it.
Let's watch Cruella. And let's see, are we being scammed by this bizarre thing? This was so funny. So thank you so much, Anna, for coming and being a guest. You're so fabulous.
Thank
this
you.
This was so much fun. And like always, we chatted way more up top, which makes me
I
so
know.
Happy.
I know. I was so bad.
No, I do this to every single guest. Last time, Ariel and I talked for an hour and then we started recording. It's really an excuse for me to see my friends.
I love it. I love it.
I love it so much. Oh, you're so funny. So, Anna, you're hysterical. You're a comedian. You're a writer. You're an actress. And you're also a really great real estate agent. So where can people find you if they're like looking for?
This is true. You know what?
You know what? She's crushing it.
You can find me just by Googling me, honey.
Do it, baby. Find her on the webby.
Yes. Yes. And if you do need an apartment or a house or anything in the state of New York, honey, I am here to help.
She's crushing it.
And I'm only licensed in New York, though. So
Only New York, nowhere else. But it's amazing. The stuff you show is so beautiful. And so it's also just like
great.
A treat to look at all your things. And I'm going to put all your stuff in the episode notes because I want everyone to follow you. It's so
okay,
awesome.
Yeah. You can put my real estate website and my comedy website.
I love it. If
They're
you want
both
the
fun.
Funniest real estate agent in the world.
Yeah.
Genuinely, they should do a documentary about you, Anna. We should call these people up and say, look, you really missed the ball with Queen
Caitlin, Pins. They're going to make me shit in my car.
That's true.
And
that's
I just can't.
No, that's a role for Vince Vaughn's.
That's a role for my daughter.
Yeah, that is. And she's doing it currently, and she's thriving. And it doesn't need to be directed like any which way. It's just a natural thing that happens. You're so amazing. Thank you so much. I know you have to go. You have to head out. Ugh. You're so lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you guys
for
listening.
Thank you for having me.
You can find us on ScamWow Podcast at ScamWow. We're at ScamWow Podcast at Gmail. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And if you have any scams, you can always send it to us or call us on our hot tip hotline, which is 347-509-9414. Okay. Thank you guys. Bye. ScamWow Podcast Season 2 is produced and edited by me, Caitlin Brodnick, produced and edited by Caitlin Moldenhauer, and edited by Jesse Caron. We are part of the More Banana Podcast Network, which is an all-female owned and run network for women's voices uninterrupted. If you love us, the best thing you can do is rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It will help us tremendously. Thank you guys so much for listening, all of your support. We're so happy to have you here, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.